This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. CY coming up in 20 minutes. We'll talk to him about all these storylines around his baseball team as moves have been made, and Jared Sandler joining us now here to talk some more about that. We'll get more Stars hockey coming up here in a few minutes. Jared Sandler, a pre- and post-game show host, insider, and play-by-play man here on The Fan, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
Dawson, I'm great. I want to start. I know we're going to talk a lot of baseball, but we are sharing a hotel with the Knicks, and something you would appreciate. I was in an elevator with Maurice Cheeks earlier.
Let's go.
That was kind of neat. I thought about that Portland playoff series back in the day, and obviously his playing career is incredibly impressive too. That was kind of a cool moment. I don't want to say I was starstruck, but I kind of did a double take. Like, oh my gosh, it's Maurice Cheeks. He didn't know, I can tell you, he had no idea what floor he was going to. And so I was able to assist him with the elevator. It was a new concept for him, I think.
Man, one of the nicest guys I've ever covered in all of sports, Jared. Thank you for that. So Rangers have a new hitting coach. News last hour, Brett Boone. He comes right off the Sean and RJ show and steps right into that role with the Rangers. Pretty cool.
Yeah, how about that? USC zone. I gotta add that.
Right on.
But yeah, that's right. Obviously, when Chris Young met with us earlier, well, first of all, the fact that there wasn't an announcement yesterday that someone was being elevated to that role, it seemed pretty clear that there was going to be an external addition. And at this time, like in the middle of the season, a lot of guys who maybe fit the typical mold are in a role of some kind, whether they're a hitting coach or an assistant hitting coach, or they've got a position. And so, you know, you kind of figure, all right, well, it's going to be someone off the wall. Someone actually suggested Mark McGwire. It might've been Evan Grant in an article. But you know, Brett Boone, I'm not going to sit here and say it makes sense because you could have given me 50 guesses. I don't know that I would have guessed Brett Boone, but hearing Chris Young talk about Brett Boone, it makes sense. You know, they want to go back to, you know, kind of just guys being guys. And, you know, a guy steps in the box who is super talented and just knowing in his head, I am a badass and I'm going to beat you, you know, whoever's on the mound. And it's not that there's not going to be, you know, any sort of information or science behind it at all. But I think maybe there's just a thought that it was time for a change. You know, voices, sometimes they're loud at the beginning and guys tune them out towards the end. And, maybe the voice, the message from Donnie Ecker just wasn't getting across, you know, and it's always tough to know, right? You know, Donnie helped lead this team to a World Series, right? And that shouldn't be forgotten. But I think that at the end of the day, something clearly needed to change because this is not a lineup full of guys who are not supposed to be a top tier lineup. This is a line. I mean, Josh Young was hitting eighth yesterday, guys. That's an all-star starting third baseman a few years ago, right? That's a lineup that's deep, that's talented, not a lineup that's at the bottom or near the bottom of Major League Baseball and several offensive categories. And I think that with Brett Boone, I hate to say old school because I think there's a stigma behind that, but I think what it's going to be is a more simplified, hey, we're going to battle in the box, right? You are going to win your battle every time you step in the box. And you're going to do the things that allow you to be a son of a gun. And, you know, we're going to give you information, but we're not going to overcomplicate things. And you know, I think hopefully that will allow these guys to tap into their abilities a little bit better.
Yeah, Jared, you kind of walked into that question. I was going to ask you the question, like, when you start talking about guys being guys, is there a point in time where you're saying, listen, too many hitting charts, too many of this, too many of that, too many of this? You know, is it time to, like, you know, all the analytics and stuff? I'm not saying completely throw it out the window, but is it really time just to trying to go back to, like, the basics of trying to hit the baseball?
I think for some guys, right, you know, listen, Corey Seager, you keep doing what you're doing, right? Yeah. No one needs to worry about him. And frankly, Jonah Heim, hey, whatever you've been doing has been working really well. You know, he's had a good year. But, you know, I look at Adolis Garcia. You know, he's not at an age where things should really start to, you know, point down steeply the way that they have. And, you know, Jock Peterson, he's hitting under 100. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not in these meetings. I don't know what the conversations have been. You know, it wouldn't be fair for me to say that they're not giving Jock the tools to turn things around. But at some point, something's got to change. And I think for some guys, Broadus, I think, you know, when things are going well, you know, all that stuff reads like, you know, Bob books, right? But when things aren't going well, sometimes that stuff is like in another language. And, you know, you get too much in your head. And I'd say this, it's a weird thing to say, and I'm going to acknowledge right off the bat that this is just a random observation, and I'm not sitting here and telling you that with any level of certainty that this is accurate. But the Rangers have struggled. Obviously, we've talked about the chase rate, right? They're swinging a ton. And, you know, you don't need to be the most passive team, but I don't think any team that swings the most is a team that probably is going to be one of the best in baseball. You know, you can attack that. They seemed at times tentative. And, you know, it seemed, and I've talked to some guys about this, and they've sort of shared a similar sentiment, but it has seemed at times as if there's a lot of thinking going on in the box. And when you got a guy throwing 99 with a 92 mile an hour slider, it's tough to think that much. You gotta have a plan. You gotta step in the box, be confident with your plan, and being able, you know, be able to get your best swing off. And but, you know, to your original question, yeah, I think to some degree that will help guys. I think to, you know, another degree, you know, some guys do well with that sort of stuff, but I think making sure that, you know, guys are just put in that kind of individualized position to succeed is what's going to ultimately be best.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. We got obviously the Leody news, but who do you think could be sort of, who's next in line in terms of like hot seat in the lineup?
I just want to tell you guys, PJ Tucker is going with a sleeveless denim vest right now. And it's like 45 degrees with drizzle. So if you're looking for a guy that is ready to ball tonight, I don't know if he's going to get any minutes. Yeah, he looks locked in with his outfit. Yeah. Sorry, I was just kind of surprised that PJ Tucker's outfit. You're asking about who can step in now, you know, with the Leody news, Eric?
Yeah. I mean, we got the Evan Carter stuff. Looks like he's going to be getting the call up. But is there anybody, like you mentioned Adolis Garcia, like how many of these guys are looking at the Leody thing thinking like, man, I could be next?
Well, I mean, I hate to say this. I mean, they should be, right? Not in like, you know, you better look over your shoulder. Because I guess to some degree, you don't want them to. There's got to be a balance, right? You got to have a little bit of discomfort in knowing that you need to produce to have success. But you don't want guys thinking that, you know, with every at bat they can get cut or, you know, placed on waivers, what have you. But, I mean, you know, Adolis is coming off a down year. And, you know, he had that great moment against Kirby Yates, but the reality is, to me, a stat that helps suggest success over a larger sample is a stat that they have available on Baseball Prospectus. It essentially measures swing decisions. It's called Seager. It's actually named, they basically created the acronym after Corey Seager because, you know, he is usually at the top or near the top in this statistic. And it measures a player's, It's not just do you swing at strikes and lay off balls. It's like, when you lay off a strike down the middle, you're going to get penalized as opposed to a strike that, you know, finds the corner. And if you swing at a ball that's right off the plate in an 0-2 count, you're not going to get penalized as much as if you go chasing a pitch that's in a different zip code, right? It really kind of breaks it down. And Adolis Garcia's Seager score is lower this year than it was last year. And so, you know, he's got to start making more disciplined swing decisions. He's got to have a better control of the strike zone. So, you know, at the end of the day, we talked about this yesterday on the pregame, and Adolis has been in one of these spots here for a lot of the year, not recently, but the number four, number five spots in this lineup combined to have the lowest slash line in all of baseball. And so, you know, they right now, why are the Rangers not scoring runs? Well, unfortunately, you know, Marcus Semien's had a slow start. Adolis Garcia's had a slow start. Jock Peterson's had a slow start. And you're not doing some of the little things, walking and getting free bases and stuff of that nature to supplement the games in which you do pound out 8-9 hits. And they're also not hitting for power. And why is that? You know, this is a lineup that maybe they're not going to hit 300 home runs like the Twins and Yankees in 2019, but this is a lineup that should be top 10 in slug ability. And, you know, they've had two extra base hits their last three games. You know, it's just stuff has got to change. And, you know, I'll give Chris Young credit. You know, we like when our GM is aggressive, other than when they trade an all-world player for mm-hmm. Anthony Davis. But, you know, for the most part, that aside, we like when a GM's aggressive, right? Jim Nill, aggressive, made moves. Look where they are, right? And look where that franchise has been. I mean, crap, Nico Harrison up until this year, I mean, you know, his brief tenure, he was aggressive and helped make some winning decisions, or maybe lucked into it. I don't know. But Chris Young is aggressive, and he is not going to be patient and sit around and just rest on, you know, get the back of a guy's baseball card. So I think guys take note of that. And when you get a guy like Leody, who's one of the longest tenured members of this organization, who's frankly not off to like this awful start, but it just hasn't been good enough. And, you know, Chris Young in the front office put their foot down. And, you know, I think it sends a message to the players and to the entire organization what their intentions are and, you know, what their tolerance is going to be for this type of play.
Thanks for the update, Jared. Enjoy your night off, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow in Boston.
Sounds good, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. From Rangers, we go to Stars. Wyatt Johnson, Game 7 goal, the stuff of legends. I mean, I don't know who's going to have the bigger legendary tale from this one. Another Game 7 goal or Mikko's hat trick to eliminate the former team.
The angle on that shot.
Wow.
Sniper. And the pass, too. Yes. Shout out to Duchesne.
It's one of my favorite passes in all of sport. But second time in his career, he's had the Game 7 winner. Pete DeBoer, quote, so clutch. I don't know if you guys saw the replay, but the pass jammed him. And the skill to make that shot at that time of the game, at that age, he's special. He's a special player. He wants to be in those situations, and he rises to the occasion. You cannot teach that stuff. So there was an added layer of difficulty as normal shot technique was not available to him. He had to improvise and figure out a way to get that stick on the puck and rifle it at a very acute angle.
Yeah.
Wyatt Johnson, legend. What do you think of DeBoer going 9-0 against all odds here in seven games? He's not only perfect, but he has the most Game 7 wins in the history of the NHL now at the same time. That's Joe Montana stuff. That's Michael Jordan stuff when it comes to executing.
He'd trade all of those for a Stanley Cup right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He would. Yeah. He would say, listen, hey, I appreciate that means I've been in a lot of those situations and come up big, but he would trade every one of those right now for a Stanley Cup. To put his name on that thing.
I don't think I would trade DeBoer for a Stanley Cup winning coach, you know, because I think the ability to get it done in Game 7 consistently like that, I don't know. Maybe it's still small sample size, Brian. I don't know. At 9, is there something to it? Is he the magic man?
That's magic man stuff right there. Yeah. He said it with
having the right words.
Yeah, he said it with three different clubs.
Yeah.
You know, that's always something kind of cool to have in your back pocket. That's, if you don't know much about hockey and you've heard that stat, that's the water cooler talk right there. People that don't know anything about the Stars, they're going to give you the, that coach, he's 8-0 in those oh, yeah. Game 7s.
That's right.
He's got that. We got something to hang our hat on there, you know, yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's me.
And you sound like you know hockey.
Yeah. How about a shout out for those special teams as well, Brian?
Yeah, there you go.
All three phases. Scored two power play goals.
Hey, how many times did in this series, and Dawson, I know you were kind of tongue-in-cheek in that thing.
Yeah.
But how many times in this series did they have three double minor penalties that they had to kill off.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That yeah. you know that game. Those, I mean, you deal with those double minors, and it's just, man, it's brutal. And the fact that they were able to control and maintain the structure, you know, I know in soccer you always talk about the structure of your defense, the back end and stuff, but
it's amazing when they're end penalty kill. Mm-hmm. They only get in trouble when they're going through the middle third yeah. and they have a turnover.
Yeah.
Then it's a disaster.
And then it's yeah, is you don't want the own you don't want the shorthanded goals, which happened twice yeah. to this team.
Oh, but, my goodness.
But that's crazy to give up shorthanded goals the way they do. But
shorthanded goal against a guy who scored twice during the regular season.
Yeah. If you're sitting there and you're killing off 4-minute penalties in major playoff game action.
Yeah,
boy, that's a pretty nice thing to have in your back pocket as well.
Coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll talk about expectations for Miro Heiskanen. Is he coming mm-hmm. back? This is starting to get weird, but DeBoer talked about him as well. We'll give you the latest on that. I have heard rumors that a slightly intoxicated Bully Melrose, our very own edition of Barry Melrose, Wolchuk on vacation.
Oh.
Might have been ranting about the Stars' victory, and we might have actually audio evidence of that that could be making its appearance a little bit later on in the show. But our guy CY is coming up next year. It's the GBAC Nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
105 through the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105 through the fan. Rangers off tonight in Boston tomorrow, but it's time now for the Chris Young Show as the headlines are everywhere. It's the CY Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And here he is, the Rangers president of baseball operations, Chris Young, here in the nation. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing wonderful, thank you. I guess we just start here with Brett Boone, new hitting coach. The news last hour. What made you guys believe it was time?
Well, just really, you have to look at the overall performance of the team. And at a point at which there's still a lot of baseball left, but the trend lines are really such that we decided that we need a new voice at the top. to help get the best out of our group. And unfortunately, we felt like it was time to make this decision and part ways with Donnie. I mean, really, this is not a reflection of Donnie necessarily. I mean, this is all of us collectively, myself, the coaching staff, Boach, and of course the players have responsibility anytime a decision like this is made. But we did feel like at this point in the season, with a lot of baseball left, it's time for a different voice that may find a way to get the best out of these guys and work with Justin Vealey, our current hitting coach, and Seth Connor, our assistant hitting coach, and that this combo will be the right group to push this group forward and for us to start producing in a manner that we feel like this group is capable.
Is it hard? Is it different than talking with players when you have to make a change like that? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's extremely hard. It's been a long week thinking through this and really understanding the timing and why this move is necessary. I care about our people immensely, and Donnie's had a tremendous impact on our organization. He leaves here in a tremendous standing. He'll forever be attached to the 2023 World Series and his contributions. He's an extremely talented coach, a great worker. But unfortunately, we felt like this was the move that we need to make right now to push us forward as an organization. And it's not lost on me, the time, effort, energy that he's poured into the Texas Rangers. And I'm extremely grateful for that. And my hope is that this move will, and bringing Brett in, will push us forward and allow us to get back to playing winning baseball.
You know, CY, as a former player, and you mentioned it, players take responsibility of this, though. And, you know, and how much responsibility do you take for that? We always kind of hear people talk about, well, the players, you know, they had a hand in this. But as a player, what do you feel like when you're sitting at your locker and something like this happens?
My guess is based on the character of our group and the players we have that they all feel bad about it because they're good people. And nobody wants to see somebody lose their job. And I think our group really cares about their coaches. I think they know as an organization, the time and the energy and the resources that we pour into them. And all we ask for them is to reciprocate that by trying to take advantage of those resources. But, the one thing I am very confident with all the people in our organization is the care factor is extremely high. I mean, we have a tremendous group of people in the front office and the coaching staff, and then our players as well. We're very disciplined to the types of people we bring into the organization, and everybody here is an extremely hard worker. And sometimes that hard work doesn't necessarily pay off in terms of the results. It's not a guarantee of success. What it does guarantee is the opportunity to succeed, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee the results. And unfortunately, in this circumstance, we all have some accountability that it just the results have not been there. And it's on all of us to try to fix that and move forward and finding solution. And we believe we've taken steps to do that.
See why this, it's such a driven when it comes to hitting, the pitching and all that, with the metrics and all that stuff like that. As an old school kind of baseball guy, did you feel like you needed to maybe go back to some of that?
Well, I don't try to characterize it as old school or new school. It's a blend of both. It's just really about the elements of using information and data and planning and combining that with the elements of competing and conviction and belief and confidence. And there's room for all of it. And really the best teams have all of that. And that's what we strive to be. It's what we had in 2023. And I think really on the confidence piece, our guys are shaking a little bit. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's hard when you fail at the highest level and you start wondering, am I a slump? Is this who I am now? What do I need to do differently? They start pressing. And I think we just need a different voice now to kind of mix that up and remind these guys of how good they are, how talented they are. I believe in this group immensely. I really do. There's so much season ahead of us. I believe our worst baseball is behind us. And I'm looking forward to what these next 5 months are going to entail for the Texas Rangers, because I really believe in this group and this roster. And I think great things are ahead.
It's the Chris Young Show here on The Fan. So how did the Brett Boone decision get made, and how did that all develop, and what was that conversation like?
Well, it came together relatively quickly. It kind of started behind the scenes with conversations in the front office with me and Ross Fenstermaker and then Bruce Bochy. and really sitting down and talking about if we had to make a change, what are we missing? What are we looking for in the next coach? And what are we missing as a group right now? And as we kind of discussed those things with Boach, we were all on the same page, and we kind of came back to this idea that we need somebody who's going to bring some of the wisdom and experience that a former player has, somebody who can, you know, relate to these players, having walked in their shoes and done it, understands the ebbs and flows of the seasons and what a team mentality looks like, and somebody who has a little bit of edge to them, who can instill confidence and conviction and belief. And as we talk through the criteria, then we started listing candidates who may fit that. And Booney was one of those. And as we kind of reached out and he expressed interest, it materialized pretty quickly.
Is this just for a season kind of deal, or is this an extended contract?
Yeah, just given the timing, I have full confidence that Booney can do this beyond a season. But given the timing, I think it just made sense to get through the end of the season, and we'll reevaluate where things are and go from there. But let's get through the season. Let's get things on track. And Booney was great. He was perfectly good with that.
It's Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, here with you on The Fan. So can he keep coming on with the morning guys and doing his podcast and all that? Or how do you look at that?
Well, given that you guys that they cover, you know, The Fan covers the Rangers, I see no reason why he can't continue at least jumping on The Fan. And regarding the podcast, yeah, I kind of leave it to him. He's built a very good business with this podcast. I think it's very insightful. I think it just exudes the passion for the game that he has. It's one of the things that really attracted us to him in these conversations. And, you know, certainly we'd like to explore ways for him to be able to continue it in some capacity, while knowing that his primary responsibilities with the team are going to be our players and helping these guys win baseball games. And so I think it's going to be a time commitment on his end that's going to be a little difficult to balance. But if there's a way to do some of it, we're open-minded to it.
Chris Young here with you on The Fan. Now, we got a report Evan Carter is going to be coming back up. Can you confirm that or talk expectations here with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I can confirm that. We are excited that Evan will be rejoining the Major League team. You know, he's in a really good place physically and performance-wise, and we're excited to get him back in our lineup. We think he complements our lineup very, very well, and he'll be a really good addition to the group we have. And I think it just collectively getting Corey Seager back, getting Evan, the good version of Evan Carter, back in the lineup, and getting the confidence back in some of these guys. We haven't seen the best of this team. We just have not. This team has not clicked at the level that I believe they're capable. And I think once they build some positive momentum and kind of the confidence comes, I really believe this team will be capable of doing some special things offensively, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
You mentioned that Evan had sort of passed all the tests that you had wanted to see. What were some of those things that you guys wanted to see from him before getting the call back up?
Well, it's consistency in terms of performance, consistency in terms of playing time, the ability to face left-handed pitching, the ability to come off the bench once a left-hander comes out of the game, and just different scenarios. I mean, he missed a lot of time last year. There's no doubt that that he came into spring training and his timing was off, his rhythm. And it's hard. It's hard when you go without seeing major league pitching for an extended period of time just to jump back in. And got off to a little bit of a slow start at AAA, and then over the last few weeks has just gotten better and better. He's made some mechanical changes, and he's in a really good place. I talked to him this morning. Physically, mentally, he's in a really good spot. I think he'll be great for our group.
Chris Young here with you on The Fan. CY, when I play baseball, or when I did, I would like it to look like Alejandro Osuna, you know, just hair on fire. Guy's so exciting, and he's tearing it up in the minors. What's your update on him and sort of what the outlook is for as we move into the summer?
Yeah, Alejandro's doing wonderfully. He's again, he got off to a little bit of a slow start at AA, too, and of recent, he's really turned it on. I was in Frisco last week and got to see him play. He tripled and homered the game I was there. It was fun to see. Continues to get better. You know, the next step for him at some point will be AAA. My guess is that will be relatively soon here. We'll kind of get through today and talk with the PD group and see kind of what the timing on that may be. But he's doing wonderfully. But, you know, he's a work in progress. It takes time. you know, as I look at our team and our season, I think the most important thing for our fans to understand is that we have a very, very talented Major League team right now, and the best players in our organization are on our Major League team, and our hope is that we're going to have some come up over the course of the season that are going to add to our Major League group, but we have really, really good Major League players, and we need to get those guys rolling and get the best out of those guys, because that's what's going to help us win a championship.
And C.Y. Leote getting placed on waivers, obviously a very difficult decision. He's a champion. He's got a special place in all of our hearts. What went into that decision, and what can you tell us about what happens next?
Yeah, I mean, guys, just, you know, waivers are really, there's a confidentiality element to waivers. It technically should not have been reported, so I really can't comment on it. I appreciate you guys understanding, but I can't either confirm nor deny it. It's until there's some resolution there.
All righty. Definitely understand that. CY, always love having you on. My final question: do our Dallas Stars have a little bit of that magic that you guys kindled in 2023? How about that last night or Saturday?
I believe they do. I mean, I believe they do. What they did in the third period the other night, I was so happy for them. It was so fun to watch them and to, you know, rally in the third period and win game seven. You just never know in these playoff runs how these things are going to shake out. And you put yourself over the course of the regular season in a great position to have the opportunity to succeed. But in the end, you got to go get the job done. And they did that in game seven. My hope is that it builds the momentum for them to really take off. And that team is so talented. Jim Nill, Brad Alberts, their management has done such a good job of building a winning team. It's a great organization. I have great respect for all of them, and we're just rooting them on like crazy. I want to see them go win a cup.
Oh, we love to hear that. Thank you, CY. Give them hell in Boston. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Good talking to you.
Cheers. CY Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and by PlayScore. The segment brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, Rangers have a new hitting coach, a celebrity hitting coach, Rhett Boone.
Yeah.
They like his edge. They like his podcast.
And he's still able to do some hits with the morning show.
Sound like he got got the okay to hang in there with the boys in the morning.
Yeah, access granted. Yeah.
New era of sports, I suppose. Everybody can do a podcast while we're moving along here. All righty.
Tune into ours, please. Yeah.
Okay, what are we doing next, Chief?
Sounds of the Sports Day. Let's hear from Brett Boone and his side of how he became the newest Ranger. That's next year.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nation, but
thank you very much, Lucius. It is a full show Monday here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers heading out to Boston series with the Red Sox begins tomorrow. Thanks so much to Chris Young for joining us. It's time now for Sounds of the Sports Day. I think we're going to get more context on this story as they've hired Brett Boone as their new hitting coach. Hopefully this works, baby. Here's the chief.
Yeah, let's do it. Brett Boone, your newest Ranger, he's the hitting coach, and he gave his side of the story on his podcast earlier today. Here's the sound.
It's true. The story, the breaking news, is that Brett Boone is joining the Texas Rangers. Brett, reaction.
You never know where life's going to take you. And the longer I live on this earth, I learned that. It's just, this completely came out of left field. It started, I went up to USC, my alma mater. I threw out a first pitch. I ran into an old buddy of mine, Michael Young, and he's with the Texas Rangers. And we just started talking, and you know, we had a 10-minute conversation, gave each other a hug. I said, give CY, which is Chris Young, my new boss, the president of the Rangers, and obviously the skipper, Bruce Bochy, I played under in 2000, but we've become, you know, have a really good friendship with him for a lot of years. And I get home and the phone's ringing, it's Bruce Bochy. And the first thing I thought is, this is weird. Mid-season, I know the Rangers have been scuffling with that offense. 2 years ago, they won the World Series and with the best offense in baseball, and now they're scuffling a little bit. I said, this is a weird time for Bruce to be calling. So I answered the phone as I do. And I said, Bruce, I know, can't get enough. You want to come back on the podcast? Because we've had Bruce on quite a few times. And he said, no, Booney, it's a different call. Booney. And he kind of ran it by me. And he said, why don't you think about it? And, you know, I talked to my wife and I talked to the people, you know, close to me. And it didn't take long. You know, it was one of those things where I didn't know where this journey's taking me, but if there's a guy to get back on the field for the first time in a long time for me, there's no reason. Bruce Bochy's number one on my list. I mean, he's number one.
Number one. So from MY to CY, it's amazing. You know, this whole story, I love it. I don't know how it's going to go, you know, but the thing I love about it, Brian, is you're reaching out to a guy that's got a very busy baseball life.
Yeah.
He could be a hitting coach at any time.
Sure.
But after a short conversation with Mike Young, maybe the curiosity's peaked a little bit, gets on the phone with Boach and he's like, hey, if you want me to be your hitting coach, we're doing this.
This meeting to me doesn't seem like seems like this was maybe kind of not a coincidence.
You think Mike Young went to go find Brett Boone?
I think he did. This doesn't sound like to me that that, you know, like, hey, buddy.
Just bumped into you?
Yeah, just, hey, how's it going? You know, yeah, we're scuffling along. Booney, you thought about coaching? Maybe being a hitting coach? You ever think about that? Because the fact that he gets home and then...
Phone's ringing
already?
Yeah, yeah. That's not happenstance.
Michael is saying, he's going, mission accomplished. Call him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's mission accomplished or it's... Dude, I just ran into this guy.
I think
Michael, and here's the perfect guy for us.
I think Michael Young was probably, maybe Michael Young might have been out scouting. I don't know. Maybe even out just helping out, doing some stuff. But this seems to me like very much not a coincidence. This seems like there might have been some planning, like, hey, Michael, go out there. And we would have never known this never happened unless Boone tells the story, right?
Oh, the Michael Young aspect?
The Michael Young aspect of it. Oh, for sure. You know, this seems like to me, but hey, good for them. Sometimes you send people like to, hey, go find out something for me. You know, let me know. You know, and that way you're kind of not getting your hands dirty on it. You know, like you're sending somebody else to kind of figure out. Like,
yeah, Bochy knew the call was just a formality at that point. Michael Young's like, yeah, this guy's down.
Yeah, this guy's down to being a coach. And next thing you know, like all he has to do is talk to, you know, and his wife, Booney's wife's probably like, sure, man, you love baseball. Go back to it.
972 says, I'm nervous because Brett Boone has no coaching experience. His last name is Boone. Okay. Guy could have probably managed a big league club at 12 years old.
Yeah. Everybody knows the B in Boone stands for baseball.
That's right.
Baseball lifer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief. Absolutely. You have my back on that one.
And that's a guy. I mean, who has he been around? I mean, this is a guy just from osmosis. Ken Griffey Jr. Come on now.
Yeah. And Ichiro.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Edgar Martinez, this guy knows what's going on.
Yeah,
I'm fired up. This is fantastic stuff. Let's continue here. Sounds of the Sports Day, the upcoming foe of our Dallas Stars, Mr. Connor Hellebuyck, who has been not playing that well, leaking confidence all over the ice.
Like the Vezina winner he is?
No.
I hear they're calling him Hella Butt up there.
That's right. Playing like Hella Butt?
Dude, in St. Louis, when his world was caving in on him and the entire arena is just chanting Connor. They were just chanting Connor, getting into his head. I thought he was going to short circuit after the first period yesterday. First shot on goal, bang, here we go, off to the races. You're down 2-0, you're feeling terrible. I mean, honestly, kudos to him for being able to stick it out because you're thinking, are they going to yank him? Are they going to yank him out of this game? Yeah. They obviously don't do that. They go on to win in epic fashion. Now you have game one, Stars in Winnipeg on Wednesday. But this was Hellebuyck talking about how no one has studied and researched the art of netminding in the history of the world more than him.
Well, you don't love giving up that many goals, but we're 2-2 in the series. You know, that's all that matters, winning the next one. Am I going to be better? I am going to be better. I've studied goaltending extremely hard, I've probably studied the most out of anyone in this world. So I know what to do and how to get my best game. So that's what I'm looking forward to do. And, you know, I got to get 2 days here and, you know, time to bring it in game five.
How about that? That's some hubris right there, putting it all out there. No one has studied the art of what I do in the history of the world more than me.
Damn good,
I am that guy. I feel better about Otto.
He was bad in that St. Louis series, but man.
I'll take ours.
Ours is good.
I don't need a studier, you know. I need a guy with quick reflexes. I don't care if you can't read, you know. What I need is confidence, you know, and cojones. And that's not what I'm seeing right now in Hellebuyck.
No.
It's what I see in Otter, though.
That's right. He's got the eye of the tiger right now.
Oh, I've studied.
It feels great.
Good I've for you, studied. Dude.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Go write about it.
Yeah. I cannot wait for us to just pepper him with goals and completely end the season for him that should have already been ended.
Call it a sweep.
We're about to. I'm not going to do the RJ Choppy Stars in four, okay?
Did he call
at least
do
not
that
till
today?
Wednesday.
Did he do that today?
He did do
Good
that.
For him.
Okay, do you guys want to close it down with Draymond Green on his perpetual nut kicks, or do you want to hear from Russell Westbrook in the most self-awareness he's ever shown in his career at the microphone?
Option A?
Go A, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how can Draymond explain that? Yeah,
let's go Draymond.
A, yeah.
I never met a nutsack I didn't want to kick.
Okay, come on.
I never met a nutsack I didn't want to kick. If I see my own nuts, I immediately just start kicking as a habit. It's like a Pavlov's dog kind of thing. I had to win this game for LeBron. I know he's not on our team, but I love that dude so much. Most people don't know he actually has two sons in the NBA, Bronny and me. I wish I would have been breastfed by LeBron. Maybe then I could hit a fucking jumper. Buddy Hield looks like Donkey from Shrek. And that's coming from a guy that looks like Donkey from Shrek. If we lose to Minnesota, I'm definitely going to punch another one of my teammates. Yeah, I haven't decided who it's going to be. Probably one of the light-skinned dudes, which just means it's not going to be Jimmy Butler.
I respect the honesty from Draymond Green there as well.
Yeah.
After a high-intensity game like that.
It's hard to be vulnerable at a time like this.
Putting the Rockets to bed, and they advance now. Warriors, T-Wolves.
Man, it was crazy. I didn't think the Rockets would lose that series. And when they went down 3-1, I was like, wow, could you be any more wrong, Dawson? Okay.
You said it, no shooters, right?
Then they come flying. Yeah, they just, I mean, under pressure, they just don't have enough offense still. I think they got to make a trade.
Yeah.
It's always good to see Houston lose, at least in this situation.
Amen.
Okay. Yes, you have heard right. The Rangers have hired Brett Boone as their new hitting coach. Okay, so they're making a move there. We'll take a look at the big Rangers storylines of the day as they're on an off day. They'll visit the Red Sox tomorrow and then continue to look at Dallas Stars and Winnipeg Jets with the game one coming up on Wednesday night. We're back with that and more. Then we'll hit the expressway here. It's the GBAC Nation on the Fan.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.